A building on the National Register of Historic Places in North St. Louis is in the footprint of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports the owner of the Buster Brown Blue Ribbon Shoe Factory has a plan to save it if the NGA comes.
Jim Osher bought the old shoe factory at the corner of Jefferson and Cass Avenues back in the mid-1990s. He can't imagine losing it to the wrecking ball.
And I don't want to go there. I think let's save the building.
So if the NGA decides to move to North City, Osher wants to pick his 85,000-square-foot building and move it across the street. He says he's got two companies willing to do it.
One puts it on tires that are drivable, like they do the space shuttle. And there's another that they put it on a railroad. And they put it on railroad tracks, and they drive it across like a train.
But the city recently included Osher in its eminent domain suit to force property sales. St. Louis Development Corporation head Otis Williams says they're still negotiating the price, but...
So I think that engineering-wise and structurally, that there will be some real challenges, and so it is not our intent to move the facility.
Williams says the city won't pay the $5 million cost either. With all of this, you would think Osher would like to see the NGA go elsewhere. That's not the case. He wants to turn the old shoe factory into a shoe-themed hotel that he says will be perfect across the street from a new federal facility. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.